Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf and Practicers. I was once a guest in someone's sukkah on Sukkos, and in the middle of a meal, some leaves from the schach started falling down. So I got thinking, is this in fact a kosher sukkah? What could potentially be the problem? So number one, there's a halacha on today's daf, sukkah daf yud gimel amud beis. The Gemara tells us that certain fruits, certain vegetables aren't kosher for schach. Why? Kivan delechiyavshi parchi, since they dry up, they crumble, v'nafli, they fall down, command less nudamits as if they don't exist. And the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Chavtas and Sifu Beis, the way the Ramah explains that if this schach will not last 7 days, by the end of Sukkot, by the end of the seventh day, it will have dried up and crumbled and fall down and it will become pasala. Schach, it will be basam rubim mitzilasa. Then already from the beginning of Yom Tov, it's not kosher. Even though the beginning of Yom Tov, they're still wet, they're still good. Schach, it's going to be puzzle, since eventually it's going to become puzzle. It's a psul drabanan. We say it's if it doesn't exist. I wasn't concerned about that. I wasn't concerned that the whole schach was going to fall apart. There won't be kosher schach by the end of Yom Tov. What was I concerned about? The Gemara at the beginning of today's daf. The Gemara quotes from Rav Chana bar Rava, "Hani hizmi v'higi misachimu." You're able to use, Rav Chana bar Rava said, you're allowed to use hizmi and higi. Abaya argued, and Abaya said that hizmi, you are allowed to use a schach, however, higi, lo. Higi, you're not allowed to. Why? Le masachin. My time, why not? Even nasri tarfayu, the leaves fall down. Shavik lo v'nafik, you're going to leave the sukkah. So there's a psul, it seems like a dindra banan. There's a rabbinic prohibition of using the schach, because there's a concern if you use the schach, you're going to leave your sukkah. Now it happens to be that there's machlokas rishonim how to understand this opinion of Abaye. Does Abaye mean to say that this is pasul schach, that this schach is not kosher? The Rabbanan said that you're not allowed to use higi because it falls down, you're going to end up leaving your sukkah. Or perhaps it's just a preference. Rabbanan said, l'chadchila, you have to use this. Now it's a requirement, it's a mandate mid Rabbanan, l'chadchila, to use it. But once you put it up, it's going to be kosher. You don't need to leave the sukkah. You don't need to switch the schach out because it's really kosher schach. Just a preference, l'chadchila, you shouldn't be using this because it could potentially cause someone to leave. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, again in Siman Tafresh Chavtes in Sif Yudalid, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halach, yishvarim sh'asrachom l'sakich behem l'chadchila. There are certain types of schach that Rabbanan said, l'chadchila, you're not allowed to use them. And one of them is, oh, shenoshim alehen, if the leaves fall down, the chayshirin, because they're concerned, shema mitoch, shalehem noshim, since the leaves are falling down, yetzi min asukkah, you can leave the sukkah. But as the Mishnah Berurah explained, coming from the Magen Avraham, it's only a l'chadchila, that's how we paskin, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, from the Magen Avraham, coming from the Rambam, that really it's only a din l'chadchila you shouldn't use it, but there's no problem once you already put up the schach, and therefore certainly the truth is that there's a Bikur Yaakov that may have a qualification in this halacha, and there is a machlokas about this, but certainly if you're at someone's house, you're a guest at someone's house, it's certainly a shas hadchak, and there's certainly what to rely on, and you're allowed to stay there, you're allowed to eat the suda. Now, I just want to end off that the truth is that there's a severe limitation to this prohibition, even l'chadchila. That is that it has to be a constant drip. If only when it starts getting a little windy, then the leaves start falling down from the schach, everyone agrees that even l'chadchila you're allowed to use that as schach. And therefore, there are certain people that use different tree branches and stuff that have leaves, that it's not constantly falling down. Even if when a wind comes, it falls down, that's not going to be a problem. It has to be constantly falling down in order for there to be such a concern. And therefore, in my case, there was no problem at all. And I certainly was able to eat at my friend's house and rely on his schach from that sukkah.